You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And I wish some of your dozy mates in the media had got a fix on their job and started being reporters and journalists, not editorialists and analysts, which they're not qualified to do. Prison company accepted, of course.
The Wire.
So yesterday, a study was released which had looked at the impact of lockdown on parents and their ability to parent. So a number of different areas were of interest, with a survey having been conducted across 15 different countries on this area of interest. And I'm sure as we go into the future, there's going to be many different studies on how COVID has impacted our lives, as it is quite the phenomenon. So Dr. Karen Swit from the University of Canterbury surveyed a number of parents across New Zealand. And she found that 10.5% of parents suffered from severe burnout due to the lockdown. However, 83.7% of parents said it had a positive impact on their parenting. To understand more about the study and more about parental burnout, I started off by asking Dr. Swit about the study.
So the main findings were that unexpectedly, very few parents experienced severe parental burnout during the lockdown period. And so when we talk about the lockdown period, this is the first lockdown period that that New Zealand went through. So we're currently exploring the findings of a subsample of parents who also went through lockdown 2.0 in Auckland, and going to compare those results. But the study results that I'm focusing on are parents across New Zealand and during that first lockdown period. So 1 in 10 parents showed that high level of parental burnout during that time, and about 4 in 5 parents said that lockdown period was a positive experience for them. We wanted to know a little bit more about that. And it appeared that lockdown was a forced break for many parents. So it was an opportunity for them to stop. They didn't have to run errands or do school drop-offs and try and navigate getting to work on time and juggling extracurricular activities and household duties. So it was a forced break for them, and as a result, that's allowed them to review their priorities, I suppose, and spend some time, quality time, with their family. Which they might have not had an opportunity to do in the past. And then you've got the flip side where, and this is predominantly what we hear most about, where, you know, going to work for parents and having childcare available for your children are natural breaks for parents. And during COVID, that was taken away. And so the parents that experienced those severe levels of parental burnout, you know, really were just desperate to have those natural breaks back. They didn't feel like they were getting a break. It was just always parenting. And when we talk about parental burnout, we mean this is like a combination of chronic stress, exhaustion, not feeling like you're good enough as a parent, sort of losing pleasure in the whole parenting experience. So, you know, when you don't have those natural breaks where you can drop your child off at childcare or at school and then go to work, it has increased those levels of exhaustion and stress for some parents.
And what are the long-term impacts of these findings? Is there really long-term positive impacts for those who got a positive outtake on lockdown and a negative one for those who might not have had such a good experience?
Well, I mean, if we did a follow-up study, we might be able to talk about the long-term impacts, but obviously this is a cross-sectional study, right? So it was taking a snapshot at one point in time. What I think was really positive from our findings is that we now know that there's some strategies that parents can use to promote positive feelings, perhaps during unexpected or turbulent times. So for instance, parents who were able to see the positives in COVID and the lockdown, rather than focusing on the negatives, were less likely to experience those higher levels of parental burnout. You know, so we're thinking about, well, what can parents actually do? What can we teach? What sorts of strategies can we teach parents in terms of regulating their thinking and their emotions to be able to calm themselves down when they're presented with a pandemic situation that might create some uncertainty for them in their parenting? So those are things that we can change. Those are things that we can do about. We can do something about. So I think that's really positive. Likewise, we also found that parents who had relatively independent children, so this could be because of the age of the child or because the child can make a snack themselves or find activities to do quite independently, those parents who had children that had those capabilities were also less likely to be in that burnout stage. You know, so those are all things that we can do. We can do the positive self-talk to ourselves to try and see the positives within a negative situation. We can teach our children, our tamariki, from a very young age to start being more independent, to develop those skills. So that way, if we were ever to face a situation like this again, those protective factors might be already in place, to prevent us from feeling exhausted.
And for those who may have been feeling that this sort of burnout throughout lockdown due to parenting, what sort of stress can this put on other areas of life, such as, say, work?
Yeah, so we know from international research that often there's a correlation between job burnout and parental burnout. And one of the things that I think is really important to start talking about is the fact that, you know, we often don't talk about parental burnout. There's often this perception that as parents we should just know what to do, and there's a stigma associated with reaching out and asking help for your parenting. What we know is that parental burnout can lead to significant negative impacts, not just on the parent, but also on the children and the whole family whānau. So I think bringing parental burnout to the forefront of our conversations and actually recognising that, hey, this is just as serious as job burnout, if not more serious, because it involves our families. I think we need to start recognising the importance of this construct, that parenting is a really hard job, and even more so when it's done during a lockdown pandemic situation.
That leads quite well into my next question, which was going to be about what impact does parental burnout have on the relationship that parents and children have with each other?
Yeah, so, and it's sort of like, does the chicken come before the egg kind of thing, because it's bidirectional and reciprocal in some sense, right? You know, if you have a parent that is stressed and exhausted, then they're not going to be able to give, if their cup is not full, they're not going to be able to give their child the attention that they need. And the child is possibly more likely to display more challenging behaviours, might not have those same connections with their parent. And as a result, that can make the parent more stressed and exhausted. And so it becomes a little bit of a reciprocal relationship, if you like, of what comes first and where can we put the strategies in place to try and stop it, which is a really challenging thing, right? Because as children grow up as well, they have different requirements. And so you might have a really easy young child, but as, they become a teenager, you're dealing with different situations and circumstances developmentally. So that's another thing we have found, and lots of the international literature on parental burnout has found, is that parents that have several children under the ages of 5 are more likely to have higher levels of burnout than parents who have older children.
Okay. Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
I mean, yeah, I think it's just great that we're having this opportunity to talk about parental burnout. We're focusing in the study on parental burnout during COVID-19, a pandemic. But as I said earlier, talking about parental burnout, outside of pandemics is also important. to recognise that parenting is a really, it's a hard job, a real hard job.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.